Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about Surrealism. Now, what was Surrealism? Surrealism was basically an artistic and literary movement that started in France in the 1920s. And it developed out of the earlier movement of Dadaism. Now, I won't be covering Dadaism in this audio. I'll just limit myself to what is Surrealism and the main aspects of Surrealism. And in 1924, André Breton, who is considered to be one of the leading figures in the Surrealist movement, published the Surrealist Manifesto. And whatever opinions he expressed in this manifesto were heavily influenced by the theories of Sigmund Freud. So what are the Surrealists interested in? They are basically interested in the unconscious mind of human beings. The unconscious as a source of imagination and a source of creativity, and they attempted to express in art and literature the workings of the unconscious mind and how the unconscious mind, the effects of dreams, ultimately affect our conscious mind. And André Breton said that the mind should be liberated from logic and reason. So the meaning being is that logic and reason is not the only thing which shapes our approach, our behavior, our thought. The unconscious mind, or the workings of the unconscious mind, also shape it in a big way. And as I said earlier, that Surrealism was not limited to literature. It was a movement in painting, in sculpture, and various other arts. In poetry, if you read the poems of Delane Thomas, then you know that can be regarded as an example of Surrealism. In America, there are the works of Henry Miller, then William Burroughs, and then Thomas Pynchon. Now, it is one thing to say that one is interested in the unconscious mind of human beings. But how can we represent all of that in art? For example, in painting or literature. Let's take up literature first. Surrealist artists would use broken syntax, non-chronological order, means they do not use linear sequences in their works, in their literary works, but non-chronological order. Then instead of using related images, they will use unrelated images. And just as it happens in dreams of human beings, that everything might even appear to be totally upside down. Things, even absurd things, get mixed up in human dreams. Similarly, even in literature, what surrealist artists do is they resort to dreamlike and nightmarish sequences. So they juxtapose all of this. So surrealists revolted against all the restraints on creativity, artistic conventions, which were there earlier. And one reason was that the earlier artistic conventions were inappropriate or inadequate to represent the things which the surrealists wanted to represent. For example, the working of the unconscious mind and how effects of dreams, the unconscious mind, finally affect our conscious mind. Therefore, they resorted to new approaches in literature. And in the field of painting, if you see the painting of Salvador Dali, and Salvador Dali is a Spanish artist, and particularly one of his important paintings, which is called The Persistence of Memory. Just have a look at this and you'll understand what surrealist art is with respect to painting.